Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
And Team Tyre Power, Scott Burns has been kind enough to join us ahead of a meeting, which we know, Scott, is only a few minutes away. We can get an opportunity, though, to go inside the huddle. What's the feeling for your team coming to the MCG tonight after what would it be fair to say was a disappointing effort against the Cats last weekend?
Yeah, it was certainly. It was certainly last half, or more so last half. But, yeah, look, it's good to be back here. The ground looks absolutely immaculate, as you could probably expect. There hasn't been too much footy here, obviously. And it's. I think the boys are pretty happy. Not much dew on the ground, and it looks like hopefully it's going to be a good night for the contest, but probably just as importantly for the spectacle at home, that the skill should be at a reasonable level.
So, Scott, what's going to change between GMHBA Stadium last week, MCG this week, your opposition no easier? What's changed, or what needs to change?
Look, it's interesting. It's just so hard to be specific on what needs to change. Obviously, the ones that were just there for everyone to see was our contest was quite poor, and our transition, the first 2 or 3 seconds transition from any contest was below par. So it's hard to get a gauge on that. It's not generally like us at all. It's only been 4 weeks in. I think as you saw from last week, there's some teams that look up and about and some teams that look a bit scratchy. I thought, we took 10 minutes to get into the game, but up to half time it was reasonably solid, and then we just really tailed off, which was so disappointing. And if you look at our opponents, that Richmond-Collingwood game, that was a pretty probably scrappy encounter as well, and I don't think either of the two teams last week were completely up and about, but we just got to make sure that we get that contest right early around the ball, make sure we can get a bit of field position, put them under the pump to an extent, and make sure that, when we've got our 1v1 battles, we're at least breaking even.
Scotty, Darren Berry, thanks for joining us, and I think your mids and stoppage role, that's your role at the moment with the Hawks, isn't it?
Yep.
Jager O'Meara, stating the obvious, comes in, gives you a little bit more grunt in and around there. What can we expect from him? I mean, it was disappointing not to see him out there last week, but no doubt in your role, you'd be happy to add him to your group.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we're probably, as the game progressed last week and the ability for Geelong to throw numerous players in there and obviously highly quality players as well, we lost that little bit of aggression and drive that Jager usually gives us. So it's not only him back in, but I think the players around obviously always walk a little bit taller when they know they've got a better player back around them. It just releases maybe one other mid that was in there to come in and probably play a little bit different role for us as well. So there's a domino effect when you get one of your better midfields back, and obviously we haven't dropped the midfield going into this week, so there's a bit more midfield support everywhere.
What was the theme last week? I called that game down at Geelong, and I just watched Alistair after the game sort of walk off, and sometimes you never know, he wears his heart on his sleeve. Did he give the boys a bit of a rocket afterwards? Was it calm, first game back? Look, what was the theme? Hawthorn are a proud club, and it was a stinging loss.
Yeah, no, look, it was more so just disappointed with our effort post-half time. It was...
Okay.
It's one of those ones where, and everyone keeps saying it, it's been unique circumstances, and we weren't ready for the fight over four quarters last week. I think it's as simple as that. I think we've got to be careful in labelling any one or two teams a particular way after that one game back from, 12 or 13 weeks off, and you've only had 4 weeks of training. Some teams it suits, some teams that maybe it didn't. One thing I did think, though, with probably the older mids in there and the stronger mids of Selwood and Dangerfield specifically and Ablett, geez, they looked powerful and sharp with that break. It seemed like it really freshened them up. I was really impressed by the way they all moved. And then, of course, you had the impact of Guthrie and Duncan. Menegola was up high, and little Myers was floating around too at times as well. So their quickness and their speed and agility, it was super impressive. And that's an area that we were down. We were flat. We were on our back heels and not really on our toes in terms of hitting through aggressively through ball or body.
Burnsy, Lee Brown, good luck tonight. The coach did put the asset on the midfield group after the game. What have you worked on this week? Has it been more technical, or is it more that mental side? You've mentioned the aggression and being on your toes and probably being a bit more aggressive at the contest. Is it as simple as that, or is there some structural stuff in there as well?
Yeah, there's a little bit of structural too. Like I think that, with the 6-day break, as you know, Brown, especially first game for a while, it's hard to really load up in the physicality stakes. But we just needed to sharpen a few. It's a really good question because we needed to sharpen a few things up structurally as well. So not only did we think, I said before there, it looked like players are on there, just their back heel was a little bit not quite proactive enough, coincided with probably, which is unusual for us, players not quite in the right place or where we wanted them or doing quite what we wanted them to do. And it, well, there's not much in it at this level, and Geelong were ready to go. They're up for the fight, but we just, like I said, fought back nicely around to half-time, but then really dropped away post.
Yeah, the difference is quite small, isn't it? And it can be a massive output on the ground. But the other talking point for your team has been the use of Benny McAvoy down as a key position versus his influence that he can have in the ruck, maybe with a Segler as well. Is there a big matchup down back for him tonight in terms of a Lynch or a Riewoldt, or will we see him up the ground a little bit more and possibly some time in the ruck?
Oh, he'll get to the ruck at some stage, but I guess with Riewoldt and Lynch, no, probably not Jack, but certainly Tom Lynch, I reckon he could probably play on him for a little bit of the game tonight. Might even start there. But the good thing is, if things aren't quite working around the middle, we can certainly throw a big boy back in there who's been an exceptional ruck for a number of years. But it's something we tried towards the end of last year, and we finished that season pretty strongly last year. Certainly, everyone forgets quite quickly. We're looking at the game 6 days ago, but it was very solid, I guess, for us round one against the Brisbane Lions. So it's been a good test, though, because, I mean, if you look at those two teams we've played, they're both 1-2.
Scott,
we know, then the minor rounds, and now we've got the premiership team in the third round. So it's a good hit out for us, a good start.
We know you've got a meeting to go to. Whisper is late change. One of your celebrated 30-plus players. We know you've got seven in the lineup, but one's out. Poipolo out, Scrimshaw in. Is that right?
Yeah, it's just a bit tight, Poppy. Not much in it, but we've just got to make sure we don't want to risk anything at this point in time because, as you know, they're going to be quite a few short breaks, and off that limited preparation, we certainly could look after the older players, and we're really actually happy for Scrimshaw to get a go because we certainly rate him quite highly, and hopefully he can help us across half-back tonight with his kicking and his intercept marking.
All right, we appreciate your time, Scott. We know you've got a meeting coming up, so we'll let you go, but thanks for spending some time with K-Rock Footy.
No worries, thanks, boys.
Scott Burns there, and of course that change means that we're down to six 30-plus-year-olds out there for Hawthorn rather than seven with Poipolo. Calf tightness, apparently, is the word. So, old man's disease creeping in early.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.